The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Well, this is the last Sunday of Advent, and all the candles on the wreath have been lit. Now, you can't see it, but this one over here has had its better days. So I ask you, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for the coming of Christ? All the presents are wrapped for ready for distribution. The parties are planned and all the relative and families are in town. The house is all clean and ready to greet the guests. I sure hope so, because Monday is a big day and ready or not, it's gonna be here. So that's all the physical preparations. Now let's talk about spiritual preparations. How have we done some spiritual preparation, like extra prayer, or maybe an Advent mission, penitential service? Have we done any of this during a season of Advent? Have we prepared our heart and soul? Have we cleaned out all of the sin? Have we spruced up our prayer life? Have we built or rebuilt our hearts and souls and made them a formidable place? A resting place for the coming of the ultimate guest, Jesus Christ? Have we built a temple, or have we just prepared a manger? Our readings today give us a little insight and direction on how we to prepare ourselves for Christ's coming. David in our first reading has an aha moment, that moment when he realizes that he's neglected God by taking care of his personal well-being before taking care of God's well-being. And then when he realizes his error, he does like most normal humans would be, he tries to take control of the situation himself. He wants to try to give back to God for the good things that has happened in his life. But God, through the prophet Nathan, says, "Silly boy, what kind of house can you build for me?" Okay, he didn't quite say it that way, but that's what God meant, okay? Then God goes on to enlighten David on what he had done for David throughout his life. You see, it was just by David realizing his errors and opening himself up to God and God's will that God takes control and makes things happen. Listen close to what God told David through Nathan and realize it. Never in here does he say, David, go do this. He says, it was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went. I have destroyed all your enemies before you. I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. I give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that He will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. So not only does God show David what he has done, but tells him what he will do. So listen up, people. God just wants us to open ourselves up to his will, and he will do the rest. Now, second reading, St. Paul recognizes this, and that it's not him who does all the good works, but God who is in him. Paul gives glory to God because of the strength he gave him to preach the good news. He equally throws more light on the fact that Jesus is the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages. His revelation is the salvation of the world. In our gospel is the story of the Annunciation. The Annunciation calls our attention to God's wondrous action in human history. God chose a human person to give birth to his Son so that all humanity would know God's salvation. Mary, already full of God's grace, was able to cooperate in this great plan for our salvation. Thus, Jesus was born as one of us, fully human, but also fully divine. This is the mystery we prepare to celebrate at Christmas, the mystery of the Incarnation, God made flesh. In the model of Mary, we pray that we will be people of faith who recognize God's saving plan for us and are able to respond with obedience, giving ourselves to God's perfect will. Now, Mary's yes, it was the yes that changed the world, the yes that shows us how to respond to God's call, the yes that opens us up to the graces of God. Her response was a statement of her humanity and her humility, her generosity, her courage, and her love for humanity. Hence, through her generosity, Mary reminds us that this is a season of joy, receiving and sharing. Today, as the angel brought the good news to Mary, so also we must continue spreading this message. We should follow Mary's example and open ourselves up this Christmas season with a yes to God and listen to him tell us what he has done for us and what he will do for us. So God says to us today, it was I who has taken you out of the place where you were and placed you here in my graces. I have been with you wherever you went. I have destroyed all your enemies before you. I will give you rest from your enemies. I will be a father to you, and you shall be a son or daughter to me. As we continue our preparation for Christmas, we must continue to give all the glory to God for what he has done and what he is about to do in our lives and in our world. We should commit ourselves this Christmas season to be God's heart of mercy and love, God's voice of hope and truth, and God's hands of justice and healing to all people. Do not be afraid, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Brothers and sisters, God is very close at hand. May it be done to us according to his word. God bless.